Has everybody got a copy of the agenda? Is that a yes or is it a no?
I
No,
didn't,
I
but I'll make do.
okay, hang on a minute then. Oh, can you undisable screen share, please, Steve?
Sorry, I missed that. What were you saying?
You've got screen share disabled. Can you understate un
Yes.
so I can so I can project the
Let me go
agenda?
to go down into
Here you go.
it. There you go. It should be up.
Okay, folks. So, first of all, welcome to the Highlands and Islands Groups ASC. My name's Christine, and I'm going to be chairing this ASC for the first time. So be kind to me, please. And I'm
Welcome,
an
Christine.
adult.
Hi,
So,
Christine.
hello. Can we begin, first of all, with a moment of silence, followed by the service prayer? Thank you. Sorry if it wasn't quite silent, animals. Okay. God grant us the knowledge that we may act according to your divine precepts. Instill in us a sense of your purpose. Make us servants of your will and grant us a bond of selflessness, that this may truly be your work, not ours, so that no addict anywhere need die from the horrors of addiction. Thank you. And if we could have a roll call, please. I'll start off, introduce myself. I'm Christine, I'm an addict, and I'm here representing the Tuesday lunchtime meditation meeting, and I'm vice chair of the ASC, and I'm chairing. Can
I know.
everybody mute their mics when they're not speaking? I'll remember to do the same. Thank you. It doesn't take much to distract me. Yeah, and I'm chairing for the first time this month. There we go. Just go down the list.
Okay, my name's Tony. I'm an addict.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
And good job, Christine, area chair for the first time today. So that's great, mate. Great, good stuff. I'm chair of the Area Service Committee. I'm also chair of the Thursday evening illness and recovery meeting, and I represent that group also, as we don't have a GSR. So thank you, everyone, and let's have a great meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Hi, Sonny. I'm an addict. My name's Steve. I'm one of the web techs for the area. Also do service to the Friday night and Saturday night meetings. Thanks.
Hi,
Yeah.
Steve.
Hello, Steve. I'm Michael. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm Michael. I am an addict. I am the RC, the regional committee member for the HGNA group. I'm also a secretary for the Monday Let's Get Better Together meeting, and I am a moderator for the Tuesday Ask It Basket meeting. Thank you.
Hi, Michael.
Hi,
Hi,
Michael.
Michael.
My name is Jean, and I'm an addict, and I'm just visiting.
Hi, Jean.
Hello,
Hello,
Jean.
Jeanine.
Hi, Jean.
Glad you're here.
I'm Ellie. I'm an addict. I am the chair for the Tuesday night Ask It Basket meeting and GSR for their Saturday night speaker meeting.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Paul, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Paul. I'm an addict. I'm just visiting, looking for a bit of service.
Oh, you've come to the right place.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you. Hi, Paul. Glad you're here.
I've got an apology from Lisa, our secretary. Unfortunately, she's not that good today and unable to attend, so she sends her apologies. And also from our treasurer, who's also not well again today. So I'll be doing the treasury report. Thanks. That's Debs.
Thanks. Thanks, Steve. Oh, I also have an apology from Mark, who's the GSR for Let's Get Better Together meeting. Unfortunately, he's not very well at the moment. So he sends his apologies.
Thank you, Tony.
I think Jay's on his phone, so you'll come in later, I suspect, but Jerry's here. I think that's it, Christine. You're muted, Christine.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hadn't realised that. That's it. Oh, well, Jake, and you know, we know who he is. I mean, we know who everybody is. But anyway, that brings us to approval of last ASC's minutes. Does anyone want to propose? They have been on the website, haven't they?
Yes, but unfortunately, it's been pointed out to me that the link was dodgy. But I mean, I've got the minutes here.
Do you want to stick them on the screen and I'll stop projecting?
I can do that. I can screen share them if you want.
Or do we just take them as read? I mean, and can I just clarify which they're not minutes for the special ASC we had, are they, or are they?
No, they were November's minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So they were posted on the WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at them, but it was a long time ago. I didn't have any issues with them.
Yeah.
I can't propose it, can I?
They are there if people want to have a look at them, but I mean, yeah, they're comprehensive and yeah, they are good. I wrote them, so I can't really second them.
Okay. Ellie? Anyone willing to
approve the minutes? Huh?
Who proposed them? Sorry.
Sorry, nothing.
But we can't really move on until we deal with the last month's minutes. And it seems like the link was dodgy and a lot of people haven't seen them. Is that what the situation is?
Yeah, I think so, pretty much. What you said, that pretty much covers it, I think.
Yeah, so in that case,
Yeah, it is. Christine, I'll pop them onto the WhatsApp group later. So people
okay, Steve. Thank you. I mean, is it appropriate to leave them for approval to next month? Can we continue if we do that?
I think so.
Okay, well, let's just do that then. So, that does bring us to election of trusted servants and alternates. Well, I know that we have service at several service positions, Paul, if you're interested. We have Vice Treasurer, Vice Secretary, alternate RCIM, which carries a minimum of 4 years clean, and vice web servant. Those are service positions that are available at the ASC. There are various service positions available in different groups. What is it you're looking for?
I could do the vice treasurer, I suppose. I was looking for something like that, and then maybe a moderator or alternate. What's it called?
Great.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, okay. Thank you. Steve, what's the clean time, etc. for that?
Vice treasurer would be 4 years minimum clean time. There would be some criteria involved, like is the person kind of solvent? Have they got any experience of being involved in doing treasury at other levels in service? Have they been all that kind of stuff?
So do you want to tell us a little bit? I mean, normally, how long you've been clean? Do you have a sponsor? What sort of service have you done in the past? And did you see your service out until the full term to the best of your ability? Can you tell us that, Paul?
Yeah, I'll be 9 years in February the 1st. I've done service in the past at group level. I've saw it out to the end. Most recent one was chairing a telephone meeting. Mm-hmm. Chairing a telephone meeting, chairing a Zoom meeting. I've never done treasury before. And that's about it, really. Yeah.
It seems like a personal question, but there's a reason why we ask it. It's to protect the individual. Are you financially solvent? I know you work and all that, but are you financially solvent?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm at that. Yeah, I am.
As much as any of us are.
Oh yeah, you know.
Because there can be fairly large amounts of money involved, and we don't want to make it difficult for anybody.
So yeah, that's I get that, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how anybody else feels, but I'm really, really glad you're willing to do service, Paul, but I think the treasurer needs to be here to tell you more about what would be involved so that you can think of whether it is something you want to take on.
Fair enough.
And she should be here next month, Steve?
With a bit of luck. I would say normally to take on a position at the ASC, we'd have expected someone to have been doing service at the group level and have some involvement in the ASC prior to that position being kind of put up in that way. Does that make any sense?
Yeah,
it makes sense, yeah. Sure.
So I think it would be kind of, if to be frank, Paul, I mean, if you want to get some service, I'd jump into one of the groups and find some service there, and then kind of have a bit more experience of the ASC prior to being wanting to put yourself up as treasurer, because it's a big position. So yeah, that's my thinking on that, really. Thanks.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, and there are various groups that have got service positions. That would kind of be what I would think. I know I see you quite a lot, Paul. I see you in Higna meetings and I see you in any at home meetings. And I know you've been coming for quite a while and you've got a fair chunk of clean time. But being involved, you know, being involved with service in the group, I think that vice treasurer is quite a difficult place to start.
Yeah,
Because I mean, I've got a degree in business studies, and I'm not sure I could do it. So can we carry that over till for now, and maybe people who are here who know that there's service positions available at their group, could let Paul know what's available.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Christine. No
Yeah, is
worries.
that all
Ellie? I'm an addict named Ellie. We have been desperately looking for someone to do posting at the Tuesday night Ask a Basket meeting, which starts at 6:30 UK time.
Okay, Tuesday night. At the minute, my shift pattern runs Monday to Thursday. So I'm looking for something. Maybe on a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday evening or yeah, Saturday evening or Friday evening is what I'm looking for on the group level. Obviously if there's days where I can make it then I will, but I don't want to take on a commitment and have to turn it in and let people let it, you know, not commit to it. So at the minute I can't do the Tuesday one. If that was directed at me, Ellie. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I'm aware you work shifts, but if you're not usually on at the weekend, then yeah, but I mean, I'm not involved in service at the weekend. I have weekends off. And I don't know what's if there's anything available at the other at the weekend meetings.
Yeah, I think the same thing applies, Christine. I mean, if Paul come to one of the Friday night or the Saturday meeting, have a chat with us, I'm sure we could find something. I mean, if you wanted that, I mean, I think both those meetings, I believe, well, one of those meetings needs a greeter. The Saturday night meeting could do with a greeter, that kind of thing. So just come up to the speaker meeting, jump in, and
Area services at a place we decided for group
yeah.
positions. So we're doing this ass backwards at this point.
Yeah, that's true. Come along to the Friday and Saturday meetings, Paul, and put your and there is a greeter needed at the Saturday meeting. So, but the thing to do is come along and let the group decide.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you so much for putting yourself forward. We don't get that many people coming forward.
You're welcome. Think you're on mute again.
Yeah, sorry. Mic button's not working very well at the moment. My screen's probably filthy. Okay, so that brings us to Treasury report. Can I leave that to you, Steve?
Yeah, you can. I can. I've got that here to share, I think. Let me see. Where is it? Okay, I'll just read through it for a minute. Okay, so Treasury report. There it is. I'm gonna bang it up there for you. I did speak to Debs just before the new year, and she's reconciled the bank account for us and enabled me to put the figures in. So I'm just going to screen share this for you guys so you can see it. Okay, you should be able to see this now. Can you see this now? So this is a treasury report. It was all I compiled this on. I got all the details. I haven't changed the name of it. I do apologize. So on the 31st. So currently, the closing balance from the last ASC in November was £1,229.09. The current balance that's as of the 31st was we had £900 in the and 2 pence in the PayPal account, £639.46 in the bank account. The expenses out since the last ASC were £450. I'll explain that in a minute. There's 200. We made a £200 donation to the November ASC, which was authorised and paid. And what we've done is we've ring-fenced £250 for, which is showing up on the spreadsheet, for the Blue Jeans license. We haven't had the invoice for that, but as soon as we get that, we'll pay it. It'll probably be less than 250, but we, if it was appropriate to put that in there. So the closing balance was £1,289.48. Less the prudent reserve gives us a tradition seven surplus of £789.48. What we've done there is we've put in the kind of, because it's the end of the year, we've put in a little bit of a kind of pricey of what we've done in the last 12 months. So again, the balance brought forward from 2021 was £1,294.86 that we had in the bank, in the total bank and PayPal. We've paid out a total of £1,513.81 in the last 12 months, mostly in RCM expenses to the one region, and it's been £800 altogether that we've made donations to region this year. The current closing balance of £1,289.48 less what we brought into the year leaves £1,508.43. So that's the total contributions for 2022, which is up by about £200 over and above what we had last year in contributions. So again, we always put this in current fixed annual expenses. This is 21-22. I haven't updated it yet because we haven't had the invoice, but the total amount of expenses that it costs to do all this is £207.64 a year. That includes the Blue Jeans Enterprise account annual fee and what it costs us to run the website. So that's it really. And the bottom end of that is just the website. So yeah, has anybody got any questions they wanna ask with regard to the treasury? If that's clear to everybody. Hello.
And thanks for your service, brother.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Sorry, it was the same in the meeting that we just had. I could not get my mic to unmute to begin with. Anyway, thank you, Steve.
Overall, we're healthy. And as it stands, I mean, that's basically what we're saying.
Yeah. Is it at this point that we usually talk about contribution to area?
Put that into any other business?
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Thank you.
Can you move this? Oh no, I've got my own one. I don't. Huh?
I can very, if you want me to quickly run through the website report and tick that off the list, I can
yes,
do that.
Yes, please. That comes next.
That's on the back end of this. Okay, so the website is running well. Development work is ongoing for the deployment of the new Pro template features, which we started doing a bit more with. Backups are being taken regularly. Website content software plugins, etc., updated as required. One of the things that we've been able to do with the new template is we've been able to increase the security protocols on the website to make it a little bit more secure against hackers and all that kind of good stuff. So that work is ongoing. We're constantly looking at it. You know, watch this space as we move into next year. We'll make a bit of time to maybe do some other changes to the website should we choose to do so. But the whole thing's all up and running and working well. So thank you.
Move.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No, that's as good. Not from me anyway.
No questions from me, Steve. Thank you very much for your service.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
None from me either, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
And Michael. It's RCM reports now.
Hello, I'm an addict named Michael. How are you?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. I went to the last RSC, which was in November, and they had elections, which they have a new chair for the region. Sorry, I don't have any of the information down because they had elections for recording secretary, and unfortunately, no one was reminded that nobody was elected for that position, as far as I remember. So there was no notes from that, and I didn't get a chance to write any notes down of any note from the RSC. So I do apologize. So maybe would be either February or March, we will be having a double regional report. But in lieu of that, we also, I believe in March, are going to be talking about the conference agenda report and the motions thereof that are going to be in there that need to be voted on by for the areas. And your all people's input is greatly acknowledged and honored to be there. I'm just looking at something real quick. I'm playing with my phone. I believe that we are also, just for the record, we have a RSC car workshop. There was one on the 31st of last month. I couldn't make that because I had to work. But there's one going to be on the 21st of January, which is a Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And it's an hour long. They'll be talking about the motions there as well. Also, February 11th at 10:30 as well, which is also a Saturday. And they'll be talking about all the motions that are going on. Anyone can join. Anyone can go to those car report workshops and participate and ask questions. I'm not quite sure if this will be a voting. It's just information, just to let people know what's going to happen at the at the world level, and what items are going to be voted on at World. And they will, at the next, not this coming RSC, but the March RSC, that's when we need to tabulate our votes. Calm down, Domino. Tabulate our votes for the motions that are in the car report. So I'm just going to make it short and sweet, and that will be me for now. Any questions?
None from me.
None from me, Michael, and thanks for your service, brother.
Thank you, Michael. Can I just ask?
Yes.
The service, I can't even remember what it was now, the service position where they were looking for a trusted servant, was it because no one put themselves forward?
I believe not. I can't remember. I do know the recording secretary stepped down. Their term was finished, and then they ran for a different position at the ASC, and they did not get it. So, and there was no acting recording secretary, and I don't know if we have a vice recording secretary there either. So I think both those positions are currently needing to be filled.
Can I just ask a question, Michael? Is it not normally the case that if the, in the absence of an active secretary at region, that's one of the steering committee members should take that responsibility? Because to have not had minutes produced for the last RSC is kind of unacceptable, really. How are we supposed to know what's going on in our region if they're not minuting it and giving us the information? Maybe there's an ASC, an RSC coming up in the not next weekend, this weekend after, isn't it? I think. Is that not a question that we could be asking and saying, well, hang on a minute, because that's not really acceptable that we're not getting information, and if that's not working, that's what's the point? Just my thought, really. Because I do know that in the past, what's happened is that the RD, for instance, at one of the regions I attended last year, did the minute. So that at least there's some record. If we're not recording the business of the RSC, how is the fellowship supposed to know what they're doing? In the absence of anybody else stepping up to be secretary for the January ASC, I think it's important that someone on the steering committee take that on. That's just my thinking about that. I mean, I get quite annoyed about that, because what's the point of the RSC if we're as an area not getting the information? So how can we make decisions or respond in any way effectively? And it's not fair that our RCM should be expected to report on everything that went on over a 2-day period of RSC. So it just seems odd that they didn't at least make provisions to have someone record it, even get that down on paper.
Because it's not going to change this month, is it? They're still not going to have anybody in that position.
It's
not acceptable that this continues and that we don't have minutes.
Agree, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, sorry, that's just my 5 pence worth on that. But someone on the steering committee should take responsibility and fulfill that role, even if it's the vice chair of region, even whatever, Thanks.
So what are you suggesting, Steve? Are you proposing that we ask Michael to convey to them that, just unhappiness with that situation?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, really. It's a voice of concern. In the past, when there's not been a minute secretary, someone on the steering committee has compiled the minutes. So, why didn't that happen in November?
Right. So is that... does anybody have an issue with us carrying that back to, with Michael carrying that back to region on our behalf?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't. I'm an addict, Emily. I think it's a good thing to ask.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all. Sorry. I'm just going to mute for a second.
So we're asking you to take that back to region, Michael. Okay, I think is that Thank all. From, any other questions for Michael? No. Well, we're on to group reports then. And can we start with the Sunday night, 6 PM? Just for today meeting. There isn't a representative here from that meeting. Well, he's actually on holiday this week. But I attend that meeting regularly, and I can do a quick report if everyone's okay, just to see how they're getting on, if everyone's okay with that.
Yes, Christine, happy with that.
And we're not voting on anything, so... Yeah, okay, well, it's... smallish meeting, eight people, 8 to 10, sometimes 12 people. Mark chairs, moderate, he does all the service in that meeting. And Tammy and I stood in last night because he's on holiday. And it seems to have regular members, people that come every week to that meeting, you know, a handful as usual. And then we get some other HIGNA members, and we get some NA members from outside of our groups. That's it. So at Monday lunchtime, Jay.
Nothing to report, all is good.
Thank you. Monday night, Michael.
I'm an ag named Michael. All service positions are filled. Message is being carried. We get an average of anywhere between 6, 7, and 12 people at our meeting. I'll be talking to the group members, who are trusted servants of that group, about changing the reading of readings of the group, of the pre-reading readings that we do at the group, so to reflect what the group is more about than anything else. So yes, thank you. That's my message. That's my report.
Thank you, Michael.
Sister Christine.
Are you there, Christine?
Sorry, I'm talking to myself again. Yeah, Tuesday lunchtime, Step 11 meditation meeting. There's only two, we don't have a GSR, there's only two of us doing service. That's myself and John H. It's not a very well supported meeting. And I think it's possible that it might close. I think we're going to talk this coming Tuesday about whether we do a sort of a month long run and see if it's any better supported, and then make a decision, because it's quite often just four people. It has been three people, and sometimes and on a couple of times it's just been John and I. So it would be probably helpful if people could announce in the announcements. I'm not very good at doing it, I must say, that the group needs some support. And Tuesday, Ask It Basket meeting.
Evening, I'm Ag named Michael, and the meeting is very well attended. I do believe we still need someone to help do posting. I do the moderating as well as the GSR for the group. The message being carried. Only need is somebody to help post at the meeting, because Ellie currently does both posting and hosting of the meeting. And that's it, really. Thank you. Unless Ellie has something to add and I'm missing.
No. Thanks. Okay. Thank
you. I basically covered all the bases there. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A Wednesday lunchtime meeting.
I'm an addict. My name is Jay. We have nothing to report. All is good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Thursday lunchtime meeting. We don't have a representative from that meeting here. I asked for group reports. I put a reminder, but I'm not sure. I might be looking in the wrong place. I can speak to Steve about it later, but I'm not actually aware of any at the moment. Is there anybody here that sent in a group report? Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a written report. We're giving reports here. Okay. I didn't send one in either for the Tuesday meeting, and I usually do that. So, Wednesday women's meeting, anybody here representing that? Okay, I raised the last time about that. I wasn't, if we had the right time, but it turns out that we do. And I think Claire B sort of stays in touch with you, Steve, is that right?
Nope, not heard anything from the women's meeting in months.
Okay. Well, I've been once this month, I think. I can, once we set the date for the next ASC, I'll make a commitment to go along and make sure they know about the next ASC. Thursday lunchtime, that is, we don't have anyone representing that meeting, do we?
Don't believe so.
Okay, Thursday illness and recovery meeting.
My name's Tony, I'm an addict. I'm going to represent that group, Christine. The group is going well with an average of 20 members, good message of recovery and illness and recovery. We do need a GSR, and my position chair is coming to an end shortly, although I'm willing to continue until the position is filled. As we don't have a GSR, at present in our group conscience on Thursday last, the service members have given me permission to complete the CAR questionnaire with the help of trusted servants. I hope that doesn't contravene any stuff as being chair of area service committee, but I think we're just finding it difficult for members to actually get this piece of work done.
Yeah, well, there are so few people that take an interest, you know, it's always like that, but it seems to be particular. I mean, look at last meeting when we had the extraordinary ASC just to discuss that one issue. I think there were only six of us here. So if that, that is...
I think the question I was asking really is from the trusted members of the AFC, because I am chair, is it okay for me to continue in the position that I've been trusted in continuing with undertaking the CAR report of that group?
Yeah.
I think, as I recall, Tony, did we not have this conversation a couple of months ago and it was decided it was not a problem and it is what it is? I mean, we're thin on the ground, so we need to do and get done what needs to be done. So I don't think there's an issue.
Right, excellent. And that's all I really needed to get clarity on, because my memory is not that good, Steve, unfortunately.
No worries, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, brother.
Okay. Is that all? Is that the end of the group report, Tony? From Thursday night?
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you. Okay, Friday Living Clean meeting, Steve.
Yeah, group's going well. Nothing to report, really. No problems. Well supported. Good atmosphere of recovery. Thanks.
And Saturday speaker meeting.
I refer to the answer I gave a moment ago. Same thing. We're continuing to get good speakers.
Steve, I'm this GSR.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ellie. Apologies.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, everybody. There's no. I did submit a report. I do have a question about that. Doesn't seem to. I don't get. I don't even know if you guys get it. Just sort of disappears into some thin air. I don't know if you guys received it. However, I always submit them, but it's well received. Great meeting. I think 10 to 15 people come in. It's pretty regular. We have great speakers. Nothing else to report. Everything's going very well.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you.
I would say, guys, I think there's a tick box at the bottom of the report that says, would you like that report to be emailed directly back to you? Tick it.
I do click that and it goes nowhere. I'll go
look at that then. Thank you. It should work, but if it
doesn't,
I'll go find out why. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That's the end of the group reports, which brings us on to old business. There are three items here. First one is use of Tradition 7 funds. We still have a surplus. We have money that we could use to carry the message. Has anyone had any new ideas about how we could do that?
We have got an ongoing conversation, which has been kind of all, everything's suspended over the holiday period, but we have been having a conversation with the LSC on the east coast of Scotland that are interested in maybe kind of collaborating with us on some PI efforts, because they do a lot of online stuff as well. So that's something that we could think about at some point in the future, but there's nothing concrete, no.
What did you call? You called it the LSC. What is that?
Okay, so they don't have a fully functioning ASC, but what they've got is a local service committee, which is what they've done is they've created a service committee that's kind of has the umbrella of looking at H&I and PI. They do that together, so they have this. It's something that's kind of coming up in the UK is local service committees LSCs. They have a chair of that, so they're taking care of business. But we're going through some changes, but they are looking at possibly kind of finding ways and means to reach out to some of the more geographically isolated areas in northern Scotland. So they've asked for some support. The only thing I could say to report on that would be that we had a contact through them from a member in Orkney, and that was passed on to another member of HIGNA, and they've actually started having a conversation with them. Someone was looking to start a meeting on Orkney, so we've given them our contact details, and they've had the contact details that we had from the ADP on Orkney. So that's something that came out of that conversation. So that's it really.
That'll get picked up again at some point.
Yeah, it will do. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're coming out of the holidays now, so hopefully 2023 will bring some more stuff. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The next item on old business then is Devon area virtual meeting, possibly joining HIGNA ASC. Have you heard any more from Devon?
I'm an Anthony Michael. As far as they have not approached me to talk about that, so the answer is no, I have not. And I went to their ASC, but I had an emergency phone call from somebody from about that time when they were having their ASC, and unfortunately that topic never came up. So I will be talking to them again next month. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
And there is on old business is the region treasury update. So we didn't get a minute, so we don't have a region treasury update.
Can just quickly let you guys know the region treasurer gave a quite extensive report at the last region, and they're in the process of, they've now hired a specialist accountant who's continuing this process of trying to identify what status the UK region has with UK tax law. So that's ongoing. I believe the UK region is quite healthy in terms of finances. But that big question is still being answered. I think they're hopeful. The region treasurer and vice treasurer were re-elected so they could continue to work, which I think was a really sensible thing to do, because their time was up as such. So the region treasurer and vice treasurer have made the same for at least the next 12 months whilst they go through the process of trying to figure out what's going to go on. There is going to be some cost involved. They are liaising with UKSO board of directors, because there are some experienced business people on that who've been involved in accounting and various other stuff. But they've now finally decided that they needed to get some specialist advice, which is what they've done. So that's an ongoing thing. I'd be hopeful that they get that resolved by the end of 2023, to be honest, but let's watch this space, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're addressing it.
Thank you, Steve, for that information.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I'm glad that they're addressing it because it needs to be addressed. Yeah. So we thank you for that, Steve. We have new business and we're on to the car report.
Can I just say, I think we've discussed what's going on with the car report, and obviously Steve has posted in and Michael's posted in onto a web page where we can go to the online workshops. I think that's really covered that, if everyone's okay with that.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I don't, we spent a lot of time talking about it. We had, you know, at the special ESC, I don't think there's much to be gained, but I think we need to have an ESC in February, and that's when we're going to, have a tally, hopefully, and arrive at a conscience. Is that correct, Steve?
Kind of my understanding was that, I mean, the meeting that we had in at the beginning of December, we went through the World Board motions, which took us to number 13. My kind of understanding was that we wanted to look at the remaining motions, which are the regional motions from 13 onwards. I don't know if we still do we want to do that? I mean, are people familiar enough with it? I help kind of facilitate that. Do we want to go through these regional motions to look at them? There's one or two that I think probably do merit some discussion. There's another 13 or 14 motions. It goes up to number 25.
My memory of it is that the regional motions were much more easy to understand, and we didn't need to spend as much time discussing them. But of course, if any member feels that any motion is worthy of bringing here today, then I guess you do it. How does everybody else feel about that?
What I would suggest, I mean, we're going to run out of time. We've been at this an hour already. What I would suggest is that encourage, through announcing it in meetings about the car report stuff, if anybody's interested, to go and participate in the region car workshops. I won't be going to them. They're up past 5 in the fucking morning for me at the moment. I mean, I might make it to the February one. But do we want to make it an agenda issue that if anybody's got any questions about the motions, that we have some space to do that at the next ASC?
I would support that, Steve.
I support it too.
Aye.
Anyone have a problem with that? Okay, so that's
If I can just add something, if I can make a suggestion.
Yep.
And that is, since all the trusted servants in this group are here, and we could talk to other trusted servants, have the trusted servants look over the car report and see if there's any motion or the remaining motions that they want to bring to the group and have their consideration. Because some of the stuff in there doesn't really need a great deal of explanation because it's just too convoluted for a group to understand, but there are some motions that may affect the group.
Yeah.
And one of the motions that I could think of was changing the wording of the reading to be gender, to add the word gender in one of the readings. Yeah. And that affects the LGBT meeting very much so. But outside of any other motion, I mean, if it affects other groups, that's fine. But I think that's something I want to bring up at my group and see what they have to say about that. But all the other motions wouldn't really affect the, it's up to each trusted servant to see which they think would be suitable for that particular group. With that. Did I make myself perfectly clear?
You did.
Thank you.
You did,
Michael. I think so, Michael, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
The old cynic in me says that everything from motion 13 onwards is unlikely to pass because they're not made by the World Board. I mean, that's historically the way that is, but that doesn't preclude us from actually voicing our opinions or our conscience in regard to these things. So yeah, I mean, there's one or two of them are, as far as I can see, are relevant. I mean, I don't know why they're asking to have the HNI handbook removed from inventory, for instance. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they want to do that? There's a region is, that's one of the things. There's one or two of the motions in there that are probably worthy of discussion, but most of them in the usual course of events will just be written out and won't pass. Because that's historically what happens, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If we're happy to do that, I mean, yeah, leave it till the next ASC because we're not going to get it done today. Too much to go through.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'll go back and have another look at them. I know I've got opinions, but I'll speak to the Tuesday lunchtime group about that. And we don't have any upcoming events.
Nope.
There is still the page on the ASC section of the website where you can put forward, you can propose, you can ask, bring speakers to the Saturday night meeting. Is that I know that we were booked up until the end of the year, but I don't know about after that.
The Saturday speaker calendar is on the ASC page. It's got a few already filled in for January. We've got a couple of three speakers lined up. So if anybody comes up with anybody that they think would be...
Yeah, I've got a suggestion right now. I'll tell you who we haven't had. We haven't had Paul.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what I think.
I probably know him. I've seen him around a lot more than other people. So that's one way of the group getting to know you, Paul. Would you be up for that?
What was that?
To be the speaker on our Saturday night speaker meeting.
Yeah, I can do that, yeah. How long do I have to speak for?
As long as you like, up to 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
Paul, I'll give you a shout next time I see you in one of the other meetings. Give you my number and give me a shout. We can have a conversation about that. That'd be cool. Nice one. It's not really ASC business, though, is it? Because it's another group.
No, but I'm just, you know, Paul's here, and we don't get many people showing up willing to do service. And I think that is a good way of the, it's related to the service positions, basically, because the group will get to know them then.
Experience, strength and hopes, yeah. Saturday night, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. All right.
Okay, Steve.
I'll give you a shout, Paul, and give you some dates. Nice one.
I'll leave that with you guys then.
I can, if I can ask, if since you're talking about one specific meeting, there are two other meetings that actually have speakers at the, they usually have them at the very end of the month. And my suggestion is if anyone can suggest people who are also speak, who can also do an LGBT share or friendly share or a
illness and recovery.
Mm-hmm. Share, that would also be appreciative too. Thank you.
Yeah, the illness and recovery one is only a 20-minute, half-hour share. It's not such a long one, but they have to have some experience of living with a secondary illness and recovery. Or even supporting someone, you know, who's lived through that. But that's, Tony deals with that end of things. And we are looking for people for that too. Anything else? Okay. So we've gone through the ASC balance. We've had no requests for funding yet. But are we going to make a donation to Region this month? Well, it'll be February, won't it?
It would be for the January ASC, which is in a couple of weeks' time.
Any proposals?
I propose that we do not until we get a clear minutes from the last ASC from November. I know that's like blackmail, but I think that's just, it's just, it's just,
I
so
agree, Michael.
Until we get clarity on what the bank statements for the region are, and that way we can think should we keep going with the 200 pounds, or can we give a little bit extra, or shall we just, because the group's needs far outweigh the region's needs at this juncture. Thank you.
I actually totally agree with that. Anyone else got an opinion?
I second that. I second Michael's opinion on that.
Anyone against that notion? You notice I said notion, not motion. So we haven't had a proposal for a donation this month by consensus. Is that right?
Yep.
That's, yes.
Okay. And so that still leaves us with the same closing balance, 1,520 minus prudent reserve, etc. So all that leaves us to do now is set the date of the next meeting.
End of February?
End of February, yeah. What we got?
That gives my, if we, end of February, that would allow Michael to, if we have any conscience, we'd like to ask Michael to take to the ASC, the RSC that will be in March. So, I mean, any day in the end of February, last week in February. So you've got 20, what, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 or 26. We don't want it on a Sunday, do we?
Can I propose we do on the Monday, the 27th of February?
We could. That's not a problem. I'm easy.
Yeah, works for me.
I second that.
Excellent.
Okay, so the next ASC will be held Monday the 27th of February at the same time as this one was held, at just after 2 o'clock in the same room as the Monday lunchtime Step in Tradition meeting. So that's decided. Okay, well, we close this, there isn't any other business, is there? Not that that's a leading question or anything.
I don't believe so. think that's everything done. Thank you very much, Christine, for your service.
Okay, so we close the ASC traditionally with the Serenity Prayer, and I'm going to ask Paul if you'd like to do it.
Yeah, sure.
Since it's your first time here.
Thanks, Christine. Would you join me in a moment of silence? Remember the addict who still suffers inside and outside of the rooms, and those who have not yet made it to recovery. Using the word God as you do or don't understand it. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things that cannot change,
courage to change the things that are different, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you all.
Thank you.